the Texans' team luncheon presented by Amegy Bank of Texas at the Westin Galleria on Tuesday afternoon, play-by-play voice Mark Vandermeer interacted with some of the coaches as well as some players.
We happened to notice that you had two returns for touchdowns in the first two preseason games and another big one in the third one, Trendon Holiday with the honors. But talk about Trendon and what goes into making that happen.
Well, I'm happy for Trendon. You know, I saw when he walked in here tonight or this afternoon, he was wearing the shirt and pants that I bought him. looking good. No, it's true. I was back to school shopping for my 12-year-old. And I ran into Trendon, that baby Gap. And I said, I'll pay for that, Trendon. So he's looking good. Right? Let me just say this. Trendon, he knows I love him like a father, okay? There is nothing small about Trendon Holiday.
You know, Joe was buying his clothes at that shop too, don't you?
Did it surprise even you, the results you were able to get from your defense last year?
I think probably a little bit, you know, in the first year, especially without an off-season program. But once I got to know the players and our team and our coaching staff and our ownership, all those things melded into a great year.
So much talk in the offseason about the right side of the offensive line with new full-time starters there. You have Antoine Caldwell, Derek Newton just named right tackle. Can you discuss that for us?
Well, I think the competition is great, and hopefully we'll keep going, with those guys and developing. But as you know, up front, you know, you got to have guys that they all got to see the picture in the same set of eyes. And our center does a great job of pushing the calls back and forth, and they just got to keep working together.
And what about against Miami? No doubt about it, you're on the field at Reliance Stadium?
No doubt about it. Yes.
All right, that's great stuff. Now, you told me before, and this is kind of scary for our opponents, but in the Baltimore game, some stuff started to occur to you. You started to figure stuff out. Well, you're looking pretty good before that. What are some of those things that kind of were revealed to you as you continued your rookie season?
As my season went on, I just kind of started to understand how to become a pass rusher in the NFL. I understood that I might not be the fastest or the quickest guy, so I need to use my power. And off of my power, I could use other moves. And then in the Baltimore game, it all just kind of started to click with me, how to set up moves and use different moves. So had a lot of fun in that game and hoping to continue it this year.
How has your life changed, if at all? You were telling me that really not at all since signing your new contract. You feel like the same guy, and you've actually approached things even harder on the field.
Yeah, it's a big honor when an organization bestows that upon you. So you kind of, feel like you have to, show the organization and your teammates that, it was the right thing to do. And that's what you try to do. But more than that, you want to be the best player for your team.
Brian, same question as I asked JJ. How are you feeling?
I feel well. I'm definitely progressing every day. And I'll be there September 9th, that's for sure.
We were talking to Wade Phillips about the defense, and it's your second year in the system. Clearly, you embraced it the first year. How are you looking forward to different things happening on defense and even better things happening on that side of the football?
Oh, we're definitely looking to improve. There's certain things that we can definitely build upon from last year and our scheme and how much better we can be. And we know that. We're going out there every single day trying to grasp what he's teaching us and perfect it.
So here we are again, Matt.
Yes.
Ready to begin another campaign. And you got to feel great about what went down on Saturday night for the most part. I know you don't like the turnovers, but the offense was moving the football up and down the field.
We came out hot, and we were moving the ball up and down the field, scoring points. Our defense gave us a turnover to go up 14-0 there on a short field. But, there's obviously things that we can get better on, some turnovers that we had, and just playing penalty-free and mistake-free football.
How about a hand for our players? Matt Shaw, Brian Cushing, Arian Foster, and J.J. Watt.